Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Big thing is just can't go out there and try to force it to happen. Got to go out there and try to string it together each and every night. Go out there and try to progress in the right way and not, like I said, force it to happen, because if you try to force it, then obviously you don't really turn out too well. So I feel like that's the biggest thing, is just go out there and continue to try to string together good at bats. And we had some good at bats, just didn't cash in today.
Hey, that was Gunnar Henderson. We're going to talk about Gunnar at 9 o'clock. But the Orioles right now, man, it's hard to say don't force it, because sometimes it looks like they're forcing it. I don't know. Listen, this is not me being dismissive of anyone, but when you see me and you ask me what's wrong with the Orioles, and I say to you, I don't know, I swear to you, I'm not being dismissive. I don't know. There are times when you look at a team, Ed, you see what's missing from a team.
Yes, absolutely.
And you can articulate that. With this team, when I say to you all, I don't know, I'm not being dismissive. It's not me not wanting to criticize. I don't know what's wrong with this team.
I don't work for this team. People always, they keep annoying me now. They criticize you for being a team member. You're not, and I'm not. I don't work for, I don't know what it is. I look at them, and I'm like, what the hell's wrong with these people? It's the same team as last year. The pitching, no. But the batters, it's the same lineup, essentially. And I look at it, and I'm like, how's this possible? Like, they didn't all forget how to play baseball. And, you know, in games like last night when they put one run on the board, I'm watching the game and I'm like, again, like, seriously, like, I don't know how I was so frustrated. I sent that text out last night because I'm watching this game, and I know Lopez is having a great season, but they look so outmatched. They couldn't touch him.
They do.
Yeah.
It looks like a Power 5 college baseball team.
Yes.
Is playing a money team. They invite this team in to play against you. You give them some money, and now they can take planes.
It'd be like Florida, because how many baseball championships they won recently? A lot. Florida played like St. John's. They were okay baseball team, but not great. It's like, yeah, they look like that. I was like, what the hell is? What is wrong with this team? And you can't put your finger, because when the pitching comes back, Say we get back Eflin and Bradish and, you know, I don't know.
Grayson?
I'm
in the boat with you. Like, not expecting him back.
You know how many people that I talk to that cover the team who mentioned Bradish coming back before Grayson?
I think he's better.
Dylan Bundy.
What about him?
Is that Grayson Rodriguez now?
Oh.
Dylan Bundy.
I don't think so, because I feel like he's had more success early than...
I think so, too. What I mean, though, is, and this came up, somebody brought this up to me yesterday, and I said the same thing. I pushed back, just like you did, but I'm talking in terms of hype and expectations unfulfilled. You're right. He's had, in my opinion, more success on the field, because I listened to say Hunter Harvey, and someone said, I think, because Hunter Harvey wasn't as hyped as Dylan Bundy, and Grayson Rodriguez was hyped as much as Dylan Bundy, and both of them have underachieved because of injuries.
Yeah, and Hunter Harvey wanted to be a bullpen arm anyway.
Yeah, because his dad.
We talked to him about that. He said he wanted to be a reliever.
Yeah. Before he was a reliever, he told us he wanted to be a reliever.
He did, yes.
Because you and I looking at like, you know this is live. We're not editing this out.
Okay.
Yeah, but Jeremy, Ed talked about when the pitching gets better, what about the offense? Let me ask you this because you're the analytical guy. Is the offense, do you expect the offense to get better when you put the other pieces in? Is the offense incomplete because you're missing pieces? And I only go to this. It's a very, very small sample size. But when everybody was in the lineup except Gunnar, they scored a little bit more runs. How much of a catalyst is Colton Cowser?
Well, that's interesting too. Not even thinking about because you can probably hit that guy anywhere in the lineup,
right?
But it's another left-handed bat.
Westberg.
See, that's the like this season. If you look at it, and if you're being honest with yourself, you're not one of those guys. They didn't sign this guy. Like somebody actually tweeted at us and said, "What about the moves they didn't make?" Well, which ones are you talking about? Which moves didn't they make that they should have? At least list them so we can debate
they didn't
it.
Make them.
Yeah, and again, like you look at this team. You started the season without Gunnar. Okay, he rushes himself back. Doesn't have the spring training he should have, and it's a slow start. So, like again, you could say what you want and say that it's not because of that. Jordan Westberg went 0-30. Was battling an injury. Adley starts off hot. Has come back a little bit. And if you want to look at the hard hit rates, I was telling Rob, I said, my fantasy team has Jazz Chisholm, Brandon Nimmo, and Alec Bohm on it. And when I was looking at one of my buddies who's an analytical guy who was writing up all this stuff, they were three of the unluckiest hitters this year as far as they were saying that Alec Bohm has such a hard hit rate right at fielders that even if he had just gotten half of those hits, he'd be hitting 100 points higher. Like, it's that bad. And he finally hit a home run last night. But, like, again, you're seeing a lot of that with the Orioles, where guys, like, everybody's struggling at the same time. The only person that was – there's two guys that have been hitting. O'Hearn and Mullins. And I still go back to it. I don't know why I get it with Mullins that he's hot and all this other stuff, and you're batting him leadoff, and there's a lot of people that want him there. I still don't know why they were tweaking the lineup, moving Gunnar out. Like, I want my best player to get the most at-bats. If you're telling me about it, Atlanta, when you look at Atlanta, it's like, okay – Ronald Acuna Jr. is going to lead off. You look at L.A. Oh, there's Shohei Ohtani. When you look at Philly, they've moved some things around and they dropped Kyle Schwarber, but they had him as a leadoff hitter. So
today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.